action out there in front of the hospital?
Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, we've been having some technical problems and had some phone calls from you people out there wondering what's going on. Well, we're just having some problems with the computer. You know how computers are. They just they're just a little bit fickle, as the word is. It comes to mind. So just bear with us. I'm not sure if we're on the internet or on the air right now, but in either case, we're going to continue on through the broadcast. And you could always catch this in reruns. But in any case, we are live here in the studio right now on a Wednesday afternoon. It's currently 4:17 on this May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Sorry, I just had to do that at least once, Brandon.
Oh, don't worry. Now, people will say Revenge of the 5th tomorrow, but I prefer Revenge of the 6th.
There you go. Want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thank you to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate it very, very much. Hey, you can catch me all week and keep track of what I'm up to at radionate.us. Incidentally, if you're curious what the McDonald's menu looked like from the 1970s, I found a screenshot of it. You can check that out right there at my website. Just scroll down until you see As Heard on the Show. That's at radionate.us. Check that out, a McDonald's menu from the 1970s. Well, today we've got trivia like usual. We're going to have some fun. And I am giving away a gift card, a $5 gift card to Kentucky Fried Chicken today. So if you're interested in KFC, why, get ready to dial us at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I've got trivia, and we also have our celebrity Guess Who, which is coming up as well. So, Brandon, are you ready to give some hints on our celebrity for today? Good sir, and doing good today?
Oh, wonderful. How are you today?
I'm good.
It's not too hot, not too cold, but pretty humid. Anyways, lovely day.
Lovely. Lovely here in Central Ohio.
Oh, give it 5 minutes, it'll change.
Hour. That's right.
So I will start with that our... Let's start with that our answer to last week's celebrity guest was Don Rickles, and I would say that our today's guest, now he had starred in a movie with our mystery celebrity called Run Silent, Run Deep, and he is how do I put this? He's very well known, if I say this, and has a very famous mustache.
Okay, all right, there you go. That's some hints for our celebrity on our celebrity Guess Who. We'll give you hints throughout the program if you'd like to take a guess at it. 740-383-9944. Here's how it works. Everybody's welcome. Just give us a call, and we will sign you up for a chance to win. Just call, answer a trivia question, or Brandon's Guess Who question, and we will put you in the drawing for a chance to win. And at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner out of the stack. All right, how's that sound? And then we have other trivia that I have right here for you, too. Like I said, we've been on and off the air today, so just bear with us, and hopefully we're on the air right now. We're about to see. We'll see how many people call us, and we'll know real fast how our signal's coming through. Here we go. Which three colors make up the French flag? Which three colors make up the French flag? In 1990, which space telescope was launched on the Discovery Space Shuttle? In 1990, which telescope was launched on the Discovery Space Shuttle? What type of file is a JPEG? What type of file is a JPEG? Which fast food restaurant has the slogan, "I'm loving it"? Which fast food chain has the slogan, "I'm loving it"? What is the main ingredient in guacamole? Yeah, tomorrow being Cinco de Mayo. There you go. Well, we do have a call coming in, so I guess that means somebody out there in radio land or internet land is listening. Let's find out who's on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, French flag is red, white, and blue.
French flag is indeed red, white, and blue. How are you today?
Not real good.
Not real good. No, I heard from the grapevine. I heard a little birdie told me that you were having some health problems.
Yep.
Yeah, no good. No good. And they haven't got you figured out yet?
Nope, they haven't figured out what it is.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's no fun when that happens, especially when you go and then they say, "We don't know," you know? Yeah. Well, I hope everything gets, you get the feeling better and everything goes better for you.
We hope so.
Yeah. How's our internet signal coming through?
Off and on.
Off and on. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. But you was able to at least make out a question, though.
Yep. Yep. I had a question for you.
Okay. All right. Well, you might be the only one in my drawing. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Alrighty. David. Hey, you have a good evening now, and thanks
all right,
for calling.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye. All right, here's where I left off on my trivia. What is the main ingredient in guacamole? What is the main ingredient in guacamole? Well, there's two people out there listening now. Let's find out who else is on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
About an avocado.
An avocado is indeed the main ingredient in guacamole. You are right. And so are you catching us over the air now?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
We are on the radio. Okay. All right. Sounds good. I'm glad you was able to make out a question, Judy C.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. All righty. David and Judy C., apparently our signal's back on. We'll find out who else checks in out there. Hey, you know I'm on the air from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with offbeat news and trivia, so keep that dial set right there, and hopefully we remain on the air for the duration and for next hour, too, from 5:15 to 6 o'clock. So far as I know, we've got the usual Live at 5, the show with no name, coming up as well. Bill Gates. Here's an easy one. Bill Gates is the co-founder of which company? Bill Gates is the co-founder of which company? Who had a hit in 1990 with "You Can't Touch This"? Who had a hit in 1990 with "You Can't Touch This"? By what other name was the Millennium Bug known? You know, the computer bug that everybody was all worried about? By what other name was the Millennium computer bug known? In electricity, what is current measured in? In electricity, what is current measured in? In what year did the Titanic sink? In what year did the Titanic sink? 740-383-9944 is my number. We're giving away a KFC gift card this afternoon. And we're waiting on your call here at 740-383-9944. It is 4:25 on a Wednesday afternoon as we are just rolling along here. And let's find out who else is on the line here. Hi, we're on the air.
Is electricity kilowatts?
It's kilowatts or amps is what I have down. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I have to ask you, are you cooking in the kitchen?
No, I had a doctor's appointment and a pedicure today, so.
Oh, a pedicure.
Leftovers tonight.
Well, a pedicure's nice.
Yeah, it felt good.
I bet so, yeah. Yeah,
You're coming in loud and clear on my radio.
Oh, we're coming in loud and clear. I'm glad to hear that. Good deal. Thank you very much for the update.
Okay.
Hey, it's always good to talk to you, Miss Phyllis.
Yeah,
and hey,
you too.
We always look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, you have a good evening.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, we got three so far. There is three loyal listeners out there in Radio Land here at 740-383-9944. And here comes somebody else here. Looks like another one of our regular listeners ringing our line. And hi, we're on the air.
Hi, H.
Ernie, how are you?
Good.
Good, good, good.
Yep. Better than your radio station sometimes.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's good to be on the air right now anyhow.
It was fine until Glenn was going to get into the wiring and figure out why his mouse wouldn't work. He fixed it really good, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, the mouse is working right now, but what a cost. I'll have to tease him about that the next time I see him.
Yep.
For sure, for sure.
Well, it was Y2K.
Yes, it was indeed. Boy, oh boy, wasn't that a time.
I know, and it's just amazing that I was working, and, you know, I bet we spent 5 years, you know, preparing for Y2K.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Changing
all
of our forms and everything, you know, and then, you know, nothing.
it was a quiet new year, wasn't it?
Right.
Just rolled right over real quiet.
Yeah.
I remember sitting there, everybody was counting it down. Everybody was thinking the lights were going to
go
off.
Black, you know?
Everything was just going to shut right down,
right.
Man.
it could care less.
Yep.
So I also wanted to guess, was that Burt Lancaster?
All right. Brandon, Burt Lancaster?
That is incorrect, but you're on the right line.
Right line, incorrect,
okay.
But you're on the right line.
I know he was in, I think, one of Don Rickles' first movies, I think it was.
Run Silent, Run Deep.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's too easy now, isn't it?
All righty, Ernie.
Good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you.
Good talking to you. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 at 428 on a Wednesday afternoon. You're next on the line, and we are giving away a gift card to Kentucky Fried Chicken. That is what we're giving away today. Went there to get the gift card last night and couldn't resist ordering a small mashed potato and some biscuits. And, you know, you got to dip the biscuits in the mashed potatoes. Just got to do that. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, it's Pastor Craig.
Pastor Craig, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'm going to be pushing it time-wise, so if I'm a couple of minutes late, go ahead and start the show without me.
Okay, we'll try. I don't know if we can just start the show like normal without you.
Well, give it your best shot. I'm running a little late because I just got down off the antenna. We had to duct tape it and put some, you know, coat hangers up there on that, antenna because we've been having all kinds of problems with the radio station today.
Right. Yeah. You have to climb down. It takes a while.
Hey, I'll get off here so other people can call.
Okay. Hey, we'll see you when you get here.
All right, sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, it is 4:30, and what's the degrees out there anyhow? I'm curious here. Earlier this afternoon at about 2 o'clock, it was 52. Oh, okay, we went up to 53 degrees here in Marion, Ohio, and it could be worse, but could be better. You know, I'd rather. What's the temperature is going to be coming up anyhow? It's going to be 67 tomorrow, 64 for a high on Friday with rain. Saturday, the chance of rain keeps going up and up and up, which we have to travel on Saturday. We're going down south, and I don't like to travel in the rain too good. But anyway, it's going to be 60 degrees, 69, and it looks like a pretty nice day on Sunday. So the weekend's not totally shot, so that's all right. Okay, we're doing Guess Who with Brandon, and you want to give us some more hints there, good sir?
Absolutely.
On our celebrity.
Now, I might be making this a bit too easy, but I will say that our celebrity is known as the King of Hollywood and has a illustrious career of over 30 years.
All right, take a guess. 740-383-9944. With that or any of the trivia questions we have on the table, I've got some offbeat news coming up, but you know what? I have to wait until my tablet warms up, and then I'll give them to you. All right. First of all, I want to tell you thanks to the radio station. Streaming online at WWGH1071.com. Just scroll down and look for the Listen Live button. You can find archives from all the shows that we have done here on Wednesday afternoons. Marion's Talking Place, WWGH's home on the Internet, WWGH1071.com. By the way, if you are Facebook savvy, you can find me on Facebook by just going to facebook.com/RadioNate. That's facebook.com/RadioNate, or just searching Radio Nate in the Facebook search engine and click like or follow. And I would appreciate a follow very, very much. I always post some sort of thing that hopefully is interesting to you, some sort of little factoid, or definitely our recipes is what I post. So you can check that out by just going to facebook.com/RadioNate and check that out right up there. And if you have something to say, or you would love, we would love to hear from you via the email RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Of course, if you have something to say, we'd love to hear from you via telephone too. You're always welcome to say just about anything. Well, there's a few words you can't say on the radio, so just want to tell you that. 740-383-9944. Okay, here's our offbeat news. Ernie, this one's for you. David Rush of Idaho has earned yet another Guinness World Record, this time for the most blind beach ball passes in 30 seconds. Rush uploaded footage of his new record to his YouTube channel, which featured the 36-year-old catching and tossing a beach ball while being blindfolded. Sometimes you have to perform even when one of you is flying blind. Practice, feedback, repeat, Rush said on Twitter. The previous record was set at 16. Rush able to beat it with 18 catches. Rush noted on his website that Guinness requires that the ball must hit nothing but hands, and that he must be lifted above the head to demonstrate that has been caught. It's hard to judge just how hard the record is until you've tried it yourself with the blindfold on. Rush is a serial Guinness World Record and earned. This part is for you. He's almost to his 250th record in 2022. So there you go, Ernie. We were wondering when he was getting to his 250th record. He hopes to break it here this year. Of course, he was just in the news for his chainsaw on his chin, which we had, I believe, last week or the week before. So there you go. His 250th record is coming up, and he's getting closer and closer and closer. Mr. David Rush, our buddy in the news. Also this, a Massachusetts-based greeting card company broke two Guinness World Records with the creation of a quilting paper replica of Vincent van Gogh's Starry Night measuring 287.77 square feet. Quilting Card, a Framingham-based company specializing in greeting cards made with quilting, earned the Guinness World Record for largest quilting paper mosaic image with the Starry Night replica measuring 15.09 feet tall and 19.07 feet wide. Quilting is the process of creating images using rolled, shaped, and glued strips of paper. And finally, an Arizona runner who lost her leg to cancer in 2001 unofficially broke a Guinness World Record by running 102 marathons in 102 consecutive days. Jackie Hunt ran 26.2 miles on Thursday, marking the 102nd consecutive day that he has run the distance of a marathon. Hunt, who uses a prosthetic after losing a leg to cancer in 2001, said she originally aimed to beat the Guinness World Record of 95 marathon distances run on consecutive days, which was set by Alyssa Clark in 2020, but increased her goal to 102 days when she learned another runner had unofficially broken the record with 101 runs in as many days. Trivia straight ahead, 740-383-9944. Going to go over it in just a moment. We're giving away a KFC gift card, and all you need to do for a chance to win is just give us a call. We will put you in the drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will give it away. Right now, it's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. On this day in history, in the year 1715, a French manufacturer debuted the first folding umbrella. 1776, Rhode Island declared its freedom from England 2 months before the Declaration of Independence was adopted. 1863, the Battle of Chancellorsville ended when the Union Army retreated. 1886, a bomb exploded on the fourth day of a workers' strike in Chicago, Illinois. 8 people died in the violence during violence on that day. 1886, Chichester Bell and Charles S. Tainter patented the gramophone. It was the first practical phonograph. 1904, the U.S. formally took control of the property for construction of the Panama Canal. 1905, Belmont Park opened in the suburban Long Island. It opened as the largest racetrack in the world. 1916, Germany agreed to limit its submarine warfare after demand from U.S. President Wilson. 1942, the Battle of the Coral Sea commenced as American and Japanese carriers launched their attacks at each other. And in 1942, the United States began food rationing. And that's what happened on this May the 4th, on this day in history. All right, trivia. We're going to go over our trivia questions, and right now we're doing Celebrity Guess Who, and we're giving away hints to try to let you guess this particular celebrity, and we are oh so close. We had a good guess from Ernie, and let's try to give some more hints here.
Well, due to our slight delay in our programming, I think I will go ahead and give some easy ones if it's all the same.
Yes.
I will say that our celebrity is a leading man, and he's very well known for a film that's a little film, really, called Gone with the Wind.
All right. 740-383-9944. Take a guess. And here's the trivia questions I have that are left over for you. In 1990, which space telescope was launched on the Discovery Space Shuttle? In 1990, telescope was launched on the Discovery Space Shuttle? If you mess around with computers and images too much, you'll know this one. What type of file is a JPEG? What type of file is a JPEG? Just generally, what is it? What is it? Can you tell me what it is? Which fast food chain has the slogan, "I'm loving it"? Which fast food chain has the slogan, "I'm loving it"? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
I just forgot who it is.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's quite all right. All right. Give us a call back. 740-383-9944. And let's see what we got right here coming in. And hi, we're on the air.
Is it Rhett Butler?
Well, that was the name of the character.
That's the name of the character.
Now, you're right on the spot.
But
who was
the actor? Well, I can't think of his name.
Oh.
The name of the actor. You got the character right. Who was the actor?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you got it right on, Judy.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, Brandon, we are all so close, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Okay. 740-383-9944. Maybe this is the answer right here. And hi, we're on the air.
I just remembered it's Clark Gable.
Absolutely.
Clark Gable is a correct answer.
I was listening to you give other questions, and it just went blank.
Yeah. Oh, I get it every time.
Yeah. That goes with age.
All right. Well, you got okay. it. Hey, thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, I'll go down through these, Mr. Brandon, and if you've got another one there, we'll come back. Are you ready to jump right into another
one? Hey, I got about five or six to go back on, just in case even I forget.
Okay, well, if you got another one there, we'll go right into another one. What's another one you got?
Well, I would say, this is a bit of a newer celebrity, in sort of sense, that he started his comedic career in the 70s, and then he went into commercials in the 80s, and then eventually became somewhat of a star in the movies.
Okay, all right. There you go, 740-383-9944. Give a guess. Okay, who had a hit in 1990 with You Can't Touch This? Who had a hit in 1990 with You Can't Touch This? In electricity, what is current measured in? In electricity, what is current measured in? In what year did the Titanic sink? In what year did the Titanic sink? All right, let's go to page 3 here. What do you say? What is the name of the thin layer of Earth's atmosphere that protects it from the UV rays? What is the name of the thin layer of Earth's atmosphere that protects it from the sun's UV rays? In texting, what does the abbreviation SMH mean? In texting, what does the abbreviation SMH mean? What I have here is clean. It's good. It's all right. It's on the up and up. What are three primary colors? What are the three primary colors? Which animal is known as, this might be one of the questions if one of our kids are listening out there, it's a pretty easy one here. Which animal is known as the king of the jungle? Which animal is known as the king of the jungle? And what scale is used to measure the magnitude of an earthquake? What scale is used to measure the magnitude of an earthquake? 740-383-9944. Give a guess. We'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win a gift card to Kentucky Fried Chicken. You can go out there and get yourself. Oh my goodness, they have so much more than just chicken. That I saw somebody get a macaroni and cheese. Man, I'll tell you, that looked pretty good. And their coleslaw's not bad either. And so they got some good stuff out there. All righty, here comes a call. Let's find out who's on the line here. And hi, we're on the air.
The lion.
The lion is the king of the jungle. You got it.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All righty. Yep. Who is the king of the jungle? The lion. Okay. Well, let's head down the long hallway, make a right, have a seat, and on the chalkboard I have written this week's weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is Rebeck. Rebeck, R-E-B-E-C, Rebeck, it's a noun. I'll tell you the definition after we take this call. Hi, we're on the air.
It's the Richter scale.
The Richter scale, that is a correct answer. You got it.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right, the Richter scale. Okay, 4:45 on a Wednesday afternoon. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. Rebeck, my weird word of the week for this week. Here's the definition. A Renaissance fiddle with a pear-shaped body tapering into a neck that ends in a sickle-shaped or scrolling-shaped peg box. A Renaissance fiddle. Yeah, do you like the sound of a fiddle? Oh, I'll tell you what. You either like it or you hate it, you know. But anyways, that's what Rebeck is, and it was first recorded in English circa 1750. Hey, I want to tell you about something coming up. It is Lunch with the Presidents, and the event date for this is May the 26th, Thursday, May the 26th. It's from 11:30 to 1:30. The location is Tri Rivers Career Center Auditorium, and that's 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road in Marion. The pricing for this event is $25. The presidents that will be speaking are James Madison, Rutherford B. Hayes, Chester A. Arthur, Warren G. Harding, and Ronald Reagan. And they have really good actors that play these individuals. I have never been to one, but I'll be going this year. I have my ticket, and I'm excited. But I need to tell you about this because you need to have your tickets by May the 12th, because that's when reservations close for this event. So if you'd like to go, make sure you get them by Thursday, May the 12th. You can get them by going out to Heritage Hall, 169 East Church Street. During their business hours, you just ring the doorbell on the side. They prefer check or cash because they do get a charge if you use your credit card. But credit card is one of the options, too. And so you can get tickets by calling 740-387-4255. They'll set you up. 740-387-4255 with Lunch with the Presidents. So again, you need your ticket by May the 12th. I am really excited about going to this event. It'll be a lot of fun for sure. And again, James Madison, Rutherford B. Hayes, Chester A. Arthur, Warren G. Harding, and Ronald Reagan will be the presidents in attendance. It'll be a lot of fun out there. So hurry up and get your tickets if you want to go for sure. All right. Playing trivia and having a good time at it. And we are in the middle of our current celebrity Guess Who, which we'll give you another hint here in just a moment. First of all, let me take a call here. Hi, we're on the air.
McDonald's
is right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Now, is this Mr. Noah?
Yeah.
Noah, all right. Now, how was your school today?
Good.
Good. Did you learn anything new?
Yeah, except Aaron was being cuckoo today.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
Aaron was literally going crazy. He was going cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Sounds like quite a day for sure. Well, all right, buddy. I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, and thanks for calling me.
You're welcome.
You have a good night now, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Mr. Noah checking in with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. Okay, celebrity, guess who? All right, we are on our second celebrity that we have during the program here. And what is some more hints that we might have for our audience?
Now, I will say I did have Noah in mind with this one, actually, because I was thinking, considering the age of our audience. Now,
okay.
Well, you and I would know this pretty easily. So I will say that our celebrity starred as the Slinky Toy canine in Toy Story, and he is known for the phrase, "Know what I mean, Vern?"
Know what I mean, Vern. Okay. Take a guess. 740-383-9944 at 4:49 on a Wednesday afternoon. Seems like the signal has been giving us luck here on the air and on the internet since we started the show, so that is great. Pastor Craig said he's out there working on the tower, if you can believe him. No, you gotta believe a pastor, right? Right? Absolutely. Got to believe a pastor. All right. Hey, we want to tell you about our website. It's RadioNate.us. That's RadioNate.us, your online companion to offbeat news and trivia. You can find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. That's my home on the web, RadioNate.us. And I want to say thank you to the radio station for streaming us online, too, at www.gh1071.com. Just scroll down and click the Listen Live button and you'll be in business. Or you can download the TuneIn app and type in WWGH and do it that way if you prefer an app. To be honest, I usually listen just right through the website and I just keep that tab open and then I just open another tab and go surfing, you know, or get on my Facebook page. That's how I usually do it. And by the way, if you have any yard sales coming up, up, or if you have any sort of church events or anything like that, feel free to mail them in and send them to Swap Shop, WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302, or feel free to call them in tomorrow from 12:15 until 1 o'clock with Glenn Coble and Swap Shop. So make sure you tune in to that tomorrow afternoon. That's a show I always like to tune in because when Glenn doesn't have calls, he always has a lot of fun facts, and I enjoy fun facts. All right, we are 4 minutes away from doing our drawing. Find out who's going to win this KFC gift card, and we might as well see if you have any more hints. Do you have any more hints for this one, or do we just need to go over what we already have?
Well, I will just say that our guest has at least 8 movies, which basically encapsulate the same kind of title, and I mean that they all have basically the same title with a certain word in front of them.
Okay, all right. And he played the Slinky in Toy Story, right?
Well, the Slinky dog, I must say. I say Slinky canine to be slick, nonetheless.
The Slinky dog.
And was very well known for his hat and vest.
Known for his hat and vest, and he was popular in what years again?
70s through the 90s, easily.
Okay, all right. Take a guess. 740-383-9944. What is the name of the thin layer of Earth's atmosphere that protects it from the sun's UV rays? I'll get it out in a minute. What is the name of the thin layer of Earth's atmosphere that protects it from the sun's UV rays? In texting, what does the abbreviation SMH mean? In texting, what does the abbreviation SMH mean? What are the three primary colors? What are the three primary colors? And on the first two pages here, Bill Gates is the co-founder of which company? Bill Gates is the co-founder of which company? In electricity, what is current measured in? All right, here we go. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it the ozone?
It is indeed the ozone layer. That is correct.
Okay.
Hey, you've got
thank
it.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. 2 minutes to go until we do our drawing. Yes, indeed. It is the ozone layer, the Earth's atmosphere that protects it from all those UV rays. I know several years back, I think even still, they made a big deal about UV rays and getting those sunglasses to protect you from the UV rays. We'd be on vacation and I'd see all those, you know, they've been always tried to sell sunglasses when you're in a tourist trap. For sure. And so they always have protect you from the UV rays at the beach. And then they try to sell you sunglasses for $30 each or more. But usually get a pretty good deal on sunglasses, though, down in Myrtle Beach. Because in Myrtle Beach, when we go there every year, you can usually find sunglasses at a $10 or under store. Now, the funny thing is everything in this store is not $10 or under when you actually go in. Prices vary, but a lot of the things are $10 or under. It's like going to the dollar store and everything's now $1.25. There you go. Okay, just seconds to go until we do our drawing, and we'll get everybody shuffled up here, and then we'll come back and we'll get our answer from the last celebrity Guess Who here. I want to thank everybody that hung with us during our technical problems. We do appreciate that very much. I know about noon or so we had no audio coming through, and then we had different difficulties through the beginning of the show, and I just appreciate everybody that did hang through. So thank you, Noah. Appreciate you, Ernie and Phyllis and Judy C. and David for phoning in. So let's get everybody mixed up and find out who our winner is going to be here at 4:55. The winner for today happens to be Phyllis. Phyllis, congratulations. You are my lucky winner. And we will send this in the mail to you, all right? your KFC gift card will be in the mail to your door. And so we appreciate you calling and playing along. And so let's check in with Brandon here and get our answer here. Find out who this celebrity was. Unless you want to save it for next week.
Oh, no, I think I'll give this one out.
Okay.
Just for the sake of, because I thought I'd make it too easy. It was Ernest P. Worrell himself and Jim Varney.
Okay, all right. Very good. Okay, we have just enough time for our ladies' corner and our recipe this week, which is pineapple upside down cheesecake. By the way, tune in. Coming up, we have Live at 5, the show with no name with Terry Tackett, myself, and Pastor Craig. Now, Pastor Craig called in and said he just might be a little bit late, so we won't hold that against him too much. But anyways, he'll be here. So stay tuned for that. We'll have a lot of fun. Hey, here's my pineapple upside down cheesecake recipe. Here's what you need. 2 tablespoons brown sugar, 5 tablespoons of butter melted, divided, 2 cans, 8 ounces each of pineapple slices in juice, well drained, 7 maraschino cherries, well drained, stemmed, 1 cup graham cracker crumbs, 3/4 cup plus 3 tablespoons granulated sugar divided, 3 packages, that's 8 ounces each of Philadelphia cream cheese softened, 3/4 cup sour cream, 3 teaspoons of vanilla, and 3 eggs. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 325 Fahrenheit. Mix brown sugar and 2 tablespoons of butter in 9-inch round pan until blended. Spread to evenly. Cover bottom of pan. Top with pineapple slices. Cut if necessary to make even layer. Place cherries in center of pineapple slices. Combine graham crumbs, 3 tablespoons of granulated sugar, and remaining butter. Press gently onto tops of pineapple slices. Beat cream cheese and remaining granulated sugar with mixer until blended. Add sour cream and vanilla. Mix well. Add your eggs, 1 at a time, beating on low speed after each just until blended. Pour over pineapple. Bake 55 minutes to 1 hour or until center is almost set. Run knife around side of pan to loosen cake. Cool completely. Invert cheesecake onto plate. Carefully remove pan and refrigerate cheesecake 3 hours. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just going to facebook.com/RadioNate. That's facebook.com/RadioNate. Just about time for me to go. I will say that the top of the hour breaks are not here because of the computer difficulties. So when we go to break at the top of the hour, we'll be breaking in on a show in progress. And then, of course, when we come back with Live at 5, the show with no name, we'll be breaking in to a show in progress as well. So it's a little different. The hour's a little messed up, but we are working on that, and we'll get that fixed just as soon as we can. Again, congratulations to our winner, Phyllis. Ernie, thank you so much for calling. It's good talking to you. Along with Noah, thank you so much. David, Judy C., and again, Phyllis, congratulations for winning. I appreciate you guys calling in and listening to the program and being faithful listeners out there. All right, we just have a few seconds left. Brandon, thanks so much, and we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. I look forward to it and try to have a better week into interim versus
in those technical difficulties.
Yes, something like that. Yes.
All right.
Hope a better week.
Well, we'll see you. All right. Live at 5, the show with no name. Straight ahead, Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself coming at you momentarily. It is coming up on 5 o'clock. You are listening to WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio. You can check us out online, WWGH1071.com. My website is RadioNate.us. The program, Offbeat News and Trivia, heard every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock right here. Again, we'll break into a program in progress. We'll be back here in about 10 minutes on your radio.
Many would